In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, and welcome to our service of home worship from the churches of St. Catoc and St. Margaret, on this, the fifth Sunday of Lent, which is also Passion Sunday. It is good to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 119. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. How can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinance of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees, as much as in all riches. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications, with loud cries and tears, to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, The voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we enter into the fifth week of Lent, also known as Passion Sunday, where we draw closer to Palm Sunday and begin to prepare ourselves for our pilgrimage through Holy Week. For many, Lent is a time when individuals may either give up or take up something, have times of quiet reflection, grow in faiths, spend more time in prayer or Bible study. Or perhaps it has been a time when God has worked in some aspect on our life. All of these allow us to walk more closely with God. But our walk has not yet finished, as on Good Friday, we will walk towards Golgotha and the cross. As we have taken our individual journeys through Lent, our focus may have brought us to a deeper understanding of the significance of the events of Holy Week, how it affects and deepens our understanding of faith, and why it is such a deeply pivotal part of our Christian life and our discipleship. All of these important questions and conversations speak to this profound and demanding section of John's Gospel. Those who love their life lose it, and to those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Christ is looking for people to follow him, who will throw caution to the wind and embark on the journey of discipleship. For those who will fully devote themselves to him and who are willing to give their lives for him. As disciples, we strive to become what Jesus is and demonstrate the traits that he himself came to show the world. This can be very costly, as it is not just about what we do on a Sunday morning, but in all of our lives, 24 hours a day, each day of our lives. As Christ bids us come and die, he is not talking about our physical life. He wants us to be willing to do this so that he can both refill and renew us. All we have to do is look through the Bible to see how he wants us to accomplish this. Many of these scriptural examples are a paradox, which is simply something that does not make sense to our human mind. To be whole, you must be broken. To live, you must give up your life. To receive, you must give. To be first, you must be last. To be the greatest, you must serve. To be exalted, you must humble yourself. To be strong, you must be weak. To be fruitful, you must die. Some of these hurt when we hear them, because we may not like the consequences of what is being said. And perhaps the ones that hurt are the ones we need to pay attention to the most. As we enter the final week of Lent, before we embark on Holy Week, let us spend some time thinking about the words of the Gospel, how we follow Christ and demonstrate his love through our lives to others that we meet. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Andrew our Archbishop and Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that as a mother embraces her children in love, may the Church reach out and embrace all with your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. We pray especially at this time for the people of the Ukraine, Yemen, Israel and Gaza. Draw all nations into your family of love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May all families know your love and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you." Let us pray. Loving God, as a mother feeds her children at the breast, you feed us in word and sacrament. Help us who have tasted your goodness to go in grace within the household of faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us, and hope you will all join with us again once again next week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.